Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What have you heard as far as incidents involving staged car crashes?
We have seen an uptick in New York State with these staged crashes. And it's important. I know New York State DMV just issued a warning. They call them crashes for cash, basically rear end crashes. And what we're saying to people is if you do or if you're involved in an accident in New York State, you are required to file what's called a form, an MV-10 form, accident form, Tom. And that's anything that, where there is damage over $1,000. So you want to keep people safe, but you know it's common sense. These are things that we tell our young drivers when we're giving them pointers when they're first looking to take their driver's test. Keep a safe distance from the car in front of you. Of course, never use social media, your phone. Keep that in your glove box, wear your seatbelt, and be proactive. Don't anticipate that someone is going to do the right thing, whether it's a pedestrian or a bicyclist or a car. Insurance fraud in New York State is definitely on the rise.
How often are we seeing that here in Erie County?
Well, we know it's happening, and you know it's happening a lot. And one of the things we're seeing, and something I see every day, I just had a gentleman come in the other day, is rising insurance costs. Even if you're not involved in one of these cash for crash opportunities that by the bad guys, what we're seeing is insurance claims going up and insurance going up nearly $300, $100 to $300. It doesn't seem like a big deal or a large amount, but many people have multiple cars in their family. And we're definitely seeing New York State, even I'm getting complaints from people who are being dropped by insurance companies because of so many claims. So once again, these staged crashes, they have a impact on our insurance claims. They have an impact on damages. You know, every time there's some type of fraud dealing with a crash, specifically a rear-end crash, because what they do is they usually work in teams. Someone stops the vehicle in front. Someone slams their brakes on. And then the other car is you know, rear-ended. And that's where that occurs. So once again, you know, being proactive. If you get in a car accident, call 911, take pictures, get information, get the license plate, and of course, get insurance information.
How concerned are you that we may see crash for cash cases here in Erie County?
Well, as people, you know, the economy, this is something whenever the economy is not doing its best, people look for opportunities. And this is something where, you know, you have unethical people who are preying upon people. And I do see that, once again, you know, people, if you drive without insurance in New York State, or you have any type of lapse insurance, you will be facing severe fines. But there are also criminal opportunities for people who do this. This is fraud. You know, this is not a misdemeanor. This is fraud. You will lose your license. You will lose the privilege to drive. So once again, I'm just encouraging people that to be aware. Once again, awareness is important. Be proactive. Just in your mind, have the 3-second rule. If you're at a light, count 1, 2, 3, just because it's green. Or if you're on the thruway or if you're on a side street, maybe in an unfamiliar area, just give yourself more room. But yes, I am concerned because anytime you have fraud, there's opportunity.